Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit, but let's talk about the top story right now locally, which is Chris Klieman. He is no longer the head coach at Kansas State University, and it is believed that Colin Klein is going to take the job. We'll head to the phone lines right now to be joined by John Kurtz with the Three Mall Podcast. John, is this good news why we have you on? Because, I mean, we didn't have you on whenever you guys lost to Bowling Green a couple of days ago. We got you on for Colin Klein coming in.
I was literally just talking to Rob about that. I said, you know, I was sitting by my phone all day yesterday. I was like, look, something bad happened. K-State got body bagged at home by Bowling Green. I just know that my phone is going to be lighting up with Carrington or Rob trying to get me on there to trot me out there to talk about it. But you know what? You guys waited a day, and now, yes, as much as I love Chris Klieman, I deem this very positive news, and I am much more excited to talk about this.
So let's start with this. How did we get here with Chris Klieman? Because it sounds to me like there were rumblings in some Wildcat circles. I didn't hear anything about it, and I don't really frequent the Wildcat circles, but the fact that Chris Klieman, who has had great success at K-State, has been thinking about this, at least it's been reported since the middle of the season, they did a good job kind of keeping this in-house. How did we get here with Klieman?
Well, first of all, you're always welcome in the Wildcat circles at Imadot. You can come by anytime. Well, I'll start with just like a couple years ago. I feel like I've been saying for a little while, it's never been a secret that Chris Klieman was not a guy who was going to coach like anywhere near the length of time that Bill Snyder did. That had been a pretty poorly kept secret for a long time. Then I know, you know, I mean, last year he had some family issues. He has had some instances of kind of getting dizzy on the sideline a couple of times. So people had really speculated like, all right, like, are there major health issues going on there? I don't think we'll see what he says later on today at the press conference. I don't think there's anything like major. There may have been some more minor things health-wise that had come up for him. Frankly, I just think a lot of it is like he's more of an old school coach. He's kind of cut more from the mold of a guy built to handle what college sports used to be like. And, you know, I know he hasn't been the head coach at K-State for an incredibly long time, but it's changed a ton even in the 3 years since he won a Big 12 championship. Like, NIL was in its infancy. It's now exploded. Obviously, there's the transfer portal, and he had been pretty good at player retention. But I think just this whole athletic department has been a little bit slow catching on to, like, what this is going to be like and look like moving forward. And I don't know that it was his favorite thing in the world to deal with. Like, you're having to do so much other than just coach ball. Like, Chris Klieman is a ball coach. He's not a guy that you ever saw like doing a ton of like meet and greet events, out pounding the pavement, like meeting donors. That's not really what he likes to do. He's a guy that just likes to walk in and coach football. And I think a lot of the other stuff was starting to add up there. So I think probably like a combination of all that combined with, look, man, he's not stupid. I think you saw the emotions of everything coming out at that press conference the other day of like, hey man, I know everybody is sitting around here being like, Colin Klein's about to get a Power Four job. He's the prodigal son. If I stick around here too long and my heart's not fully in it and they miss on Colin Klein, who by the way was the runner up for the Oklahoma State job, I think a part of this is like a pretty selfless act from him being like, I can't mess that up. So I think it's my guess, an educated guess, is some combination of all of that. But I will be very, very interested to hear what he has to say at 4 o'clock at the press conference.
That's interesting that you say that, because I do think that some of this has been fueled by they missed on Brett Venables. Now, they had opportunities and there's some backstory there. I don't know all of it, but I mean, Brett Venables from Kansas, went to Kansas State University, is now the head coach of Oklahoma and has done a fantastic job. They missed on Brad Underwood. They had plenty of chances to hire Brad Underwood and it just never really seemed to line up. I do feel like some of this is motivated by, we're not going to let this happen again. We can't let Penn State hire Colin Klein. We may never get him. So maybe they're a little bit early to it when it comes to Colin Klein. But if it works, if he turns out to be a great coach, this will be the best fit of any Power Four job in the country if he ends up working out.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, being early on him, like I feel pretty confident in saying had this not happened and had the timing not worked out the way it did, he was going to be the head coach at USF at South Florida this year. And like I said, he finished runner-up at Oklahoma State. I mean, honestly, the other one, CDOT, that I was hearing was if Drinkwitz was going to leave Mizzou, you know where Missouri's athletic director graduated from. That was the other place a lot of K-State fans were worried about him going. So, maybe a tad bit early, but, like, I don't really even think very early at all. Like, to me, this kind of was the time. You maybe had one more year before he was going to be at the level of getting that type of a job. But, you're totally right, the sentiments of the fan base. It goes beyond that even with basketball, right? Like Lon Kruger was an alum who was the coach here, but K-State lets him get away. He winds up going to a Final Four at Oklahoma. Sees greater success beyond there. Frank Martin, the whole John Curry situation, he gets away. He goes to a Final Four somewhere else. You're watching another coach do that, right? I mean, Bob Huggins gets away, goes to a Final Four with West Virginia. I mean, K-State fans have had to watch a lot of either their coaches or their alums go do great things at other places. And so that definitely fueled a lot of the angst from the fan base throughout this year as the timing synced up where it was like, hey, Colin's ascending and now the football program is descending with some real issues here and having a rough year. All of that coalesced. And I think that probably added to maybe a little bit more of the vitriol coming out than there would have been, at least specifically about like, hey, we need to get rid of this guy to go get Colin Klein. Again, fan-based sentiment. I'm not sure how much that actually affects things like in the athletic department, anybody's way of thinking, but that definitely had an effect on the fan psyche.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz with the 3 Mile podcast covering Kansas State athletics, talking about the breaking news that Chris Klieman is no longer the head coach and they are bringing in Colin Klein. I want to go back for just a little bit. Do you think this is motivated by the record that they have? Let's say that K-State had the year that people anticipated. They're a 9-3, 10-2 team. They're playing this weekend in the Big 12 championship. Do you think we get this outcome with Chris Klieman that he's willing to walk away? And I think you alluded to it a little bit. How much of this do you think is motivated by the climate right now? I think you're seeing a lot of these older coaches just don't want to deal with what college athletics have turned into, that you got to have a certain kind of personality now to be a college coach. You got to have a certain kind of go get it. And you just mentioned that he doesn't want to do those extra things. Well, if you don't want to do those extra things, then you can't be a head coach in 2025. You got to do those things to have success at wherever you're coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I agree totally on the second part of it. Like, I think that definitely is factoring in here. And I think it's one of the really important things about this hire for K-State, because Colin Klein, one, yes, I think it's just more cut out for it because he's my age. He's 36 years old. Like, I was in college at the same time as him, like, which is still kind of crazy to me. But, like, that's – Kenny Dillingham is a year younger than me. He's already won a Big 12 championship and been to the college football playoff. Like, that is the new archetype of a guy that can work in this era. And you need to be somebody that's come up in it and be able to fully embrace it and relate to guys. And, I mean, frankly, like, K-State's program had gotten stale. They'd had the same staff for years. There had not been enough turnover, and it was kind of old, man. It was a bunch of older guys on staff. They needed an injection of life here. That's what Colin Klein is going to provide. But to me, the most important thing is I just think in K-State's athletic department as a whole has been too slow within like the last year or so to really realize like what it's going to look like in college athletics now if you want to win, and not even just at the SEC or Big Ten level. Look,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Look at BYU. They, according to Pete Nakos, are committing $10 to $15 million above the rev share cap for their football roster every year. So that means usually it's about $14 million from the rev share cap that's going to go to football. You're talking about a $25 to $30 million roster. That's what it's going to take. Texas Tech did that this year. The reports were like around $28 million for its roster. Like, if you want to win big, you've got to sell a vision. You got to fundraise. You got to get everybody involved and not sit and hope that the College Sports Commission is going to actually enforce deals that aren't above or that are above fair market value, which I think is what K-State have been sitting back and hoping. It's not happening, man. People are just moving on past that. If you've read the reporting about that NIL go and all that stuff, it's been way backlogged. They're not getting through cases in time and teams are just saying, forget this. We're just going to move through and do it anyway. So I think K-State's been too slow on all that stuff. And Colin Klein has been at an SEC football program with as much money as anybody and as much desire as anybody to win. He knows what it looks like to actually win at this level. And I think he can be a force multiplier to just like drag the athletic department into it. I think there's been some legitimate resistance there. Now you've got a guy who's going to galvanize everybody, right? Because everybody in the fan base loves this. The hyper online fans, I call them the proud of this house fans that are on the total opposite side that are going to be much more, you know, just resistant to anything drastic or change. Everybody loves Colin Klein because he's a hot coaching target and he's the beloved former Heisman finalist guy. He satisfies everybody. Donors are going to be fired up. Like, this is the perfect time for K-State to get its act together. And I think Colin will be a guy that's going to demand that because he's now seen what it takes to do it at the highest level at Texas A&M. So I just think that's such an important part of this hire. Not to mention, he'll just heal a lot of wounds that the fan base has had because everybody's been kind of at each other's throats. And I get it. Like, Chris Klieman, the struggles, it was a tricky situation because you have a guy that, I mean, his tenure has been undoubtedly a huge success, but I'm also pretty convinced K-State was about to fall far behind had he been around another year or two.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz here for a couple more minutes. Chris Klieman has announced his retirement. It is now official, according to Kansas State University. I'll read the statement here coming up in a bit. Last two questions here, John, and we appreciate your time. You mentioned the fan base. I'm with you. I mean, this would be like if Todd Reesing was the head coach at KU or Chase Daniel was the head coach at Missouri. This is somebody that everybody could get behind. This feels like this is the most exciting thing to happen at K-State since Michael Beasley appeared on campus. You got a lot more historical context than me, but this just seems like it's hard to get 100% approval of anything. I don't know if there's a single K-State fan that can be against them hiring Colin Klein. And this isn't just like, he's not deserving. He's the offensive coordinator of maybe the best offense in college football this year.
Yeah, and, you know, he was not only won a Big 12 championship as a player, but won a Big 12 championship as the offensive coordinator when he was there. You know, everybody was really bummed to see him leave. It's tough to compare it to, like, games, right? I mean, they've made three Elite Eights, basically, in the time span that we're talking about. They've won three Big 12 championships, you know, in a fairly recent era. So I don't know how it compares to those, but thinking back through, like, coaching hires, I mean, I don't think there's one in my lifetime that's been like this universally praised. I will tell you, me personally, the only one that I can remember being as legitimately excited about was Bob Huggins when that happened, because I knew, like, hey, and that guy wins. Like, he is going to win. And there were all the talks about all the recruits that he had lined up, the, you know, O.J. Mayo, Michael Beasley, Bill Walker, all those guys. And so I was totally behind that. But obviously he had you know, he's a little rough around the edges, right? So you had some people that were not crazy about it because of that. So it was just not roundly accepted by everybody the way I think that this is going to be. So, yeah, it's definitely one of the most exciting moments for K-State fans. And this might not work. I mean, you mentioned like Brad Underwood coming back as an alum, that obviously would have likely worked. He's been an outstanding head coach, but this is almost the exact same situation to a T that happened with Texas Tech and Cliff Kingsbury. He was an alum, beloved alum, great quarterback on some of the best teams that they had had. He was a hotshot up and coming coach. He was an offensive coordinator at Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel, and they hired him and he was pretty mediocre as a head coach. So it may not work, but it is definitely something that everybody will get behind. You're going to get K-State's best shot, absolute best shot to make it work. And it's just something that you had to do. You had to do it. You couldn't not do this. You had to know, you had to take your shot here, and they're going to.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. Are you guys going to be starting the coaching search for a new basketball coach? Because getting beat by 16 at the crib to Bowling Green, and you still got to get to conference play with Kansas and Arizona and Iowa State and Houston and BYU, it looks like it's going to be another year missing the tournament.
I mean, the only thing is I've got about 18 million reasons why it might not happen this year. We'll see. Like I said, I think a lot of money now is going to come pouring into the football program. I think Colin Klein will probably be paid a little bit less than Kleiman, but I would guess that the assistant salary pool is going to be more. I would guess that the NIL spend is going to be more. So I don't know exactly what that means for Jerome Tang. And man, CDOT, like, I was bought in, dude. I went to Sprint Center. I was wearing the big oversized chain with the giant logo, you know, like the Flavor Flav chain. I was all excited. They lose at the last second to Nebraska, and I'm still thinking that they're a pretty good team, and then Monday night happened. So I don't know, dude. It'll be rough.
That is John Kurtz, fired up about football, a little down about basketball. That makes sense, John. We appreciate you as always.
All right, take care, boys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.